Welcome, seekers of ancient wisdom and practitioners of high magic, to the next installment of our transformative journey toward the neophyte grade of the Golden Dawn. In our ongoing series, Preparing for the Neophyte Grade, we've traversed through a realm of mystical teachings, exploring rituals such as the fourfold meditation, the spiraling light ritual, and the Kabbalistic cross ritual in episode 6. These practices serve as stepping stones on the path to spiritual ascension. Now, as we continue this sacred odyssey, we embark on a new phase, introducing powerful rituals that will elevate your mind and soul to the threshold of the neophyte grade. Prepare to immerse yourself in the profound energies of the adoration to the Lord of the Universe ritual, the transformative lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram, and the meditative exploration of the God form Themis. With these rituals as our guideposts, we seek to unlock deeper layers of understanding and connection with the divine, paving the way for your evolution within the Golden Dawn tradition. Let us embark together on this enchanted expedition, where ancient rites and mystical revelations converge, leading us ever closer to the profound secrets of the neophyte grade. Moving forward, it's crucial to engage in vibrating the divine and angelic names during these sacred rituals. As a practitioner, you must envision a radiant, glowing white light above your head, symbolizing divine energy and spiritual essence. Picture this light descending from above, gradually moving downward until it reaches the level of your heart center. Within this heart space, visualize the letters of the divine name or word of power in radiant white, aiding in channeling the associated energy. To harness this energy effectively, the practitioner slowly articulates the divine name or word of power with strength and authority. This isn't merely speaking, but vibrating the sound, allowing it to resonate powerfully throughout the chest cavity and permeate the entire body. The purpose of this vocalization is to project the sound with such intensity that it reverberates through every corner of the universe. It's common to experience a mix of fatigue and exhilaration, signifying a correct execution of the vibration of divine and angelic names. At this stage, you should already be familiar with the Kabbalistic cross ritual, as presented in the previous episode. This ritual serves as a prerequisite before performing the next ritual, known as the Lesser Banishing Ritual of the Pentagram, or LBRP. Before engaging in the LBRP for the first time, it's essential to acquaint yourself with two fundamental magical gestures of a neophyte, the projection sign and the sign of silence. The projection sign, also referred to as the saluting sign or the sign of the enterer, enables the magician to project their energy outward and forward. Let's explore how to execute the projection sign. Begin by raising both arms above the crown of your head. Next, bring both hands down to either side of your head, positioning them at eye level with your fingers pointing forward, ensuring your palms are facing down and your hands are flat. As you do this, take a step forward with your left foot. Simultaneously, thrust your arms directly forward, extending them to their full length. Maintain eye level with your outstretched hands, as if you were peering between your thumbs, focusing on an area directly in front of you. Now let's delve into how to execute the sign of silence. This gesture commonly follows the projection sign and functions to deflect the energy directed by the projection sign, ensuring it remains distant from the magician. Its significance lies in safeguarding the practitioner against the return of impure magnetism or unwanted energies. After performing the projection sign earlier, sharply bring the left foot back, keeping both heels together. Stamp the ground once with the left foot as it's placed beside your right foot. Simultaneously, bring the left hand to your mouth, touching the center of the lower lip with the left index finger while keeping the other fingers and thumb closed. Allow the right hand to drop to your side. After learning both the projection sign and the sign of silence magical gestures, it's time to delve into the next crucial ritual, called the Lesser Banishing Ritual of the Pentagram. The Lesser Banishing Ritual of the Pentagram serves to dispel disturbing thoughts or unwanted energies. In this ritual, you visualize these thoughts materializing into a tangible form in front of you. Then, utilizing the projection sign of a neophyte, you project this form out of your aura, effectively clearing it from your immediate space. Once projected away, use the sign of silence to prevent its return. This sign acts as a barrier, ensuring the expelled thought or disturbance doesn't re-enter your aura. The LBRP is recommended for daily practice, particularly beneficial for newcomers to the Golden Dawn tradition. It aids in cleansing and prevents inadvertent attraction of undesirable elemental energies. You can also perform this ritual mentally, envisioning yourself in ceremonial robes holding a dagger. Project your consciousness into this astral form, mentally vibrating the words and going through the ritual motions in your mind. A word of caution: avoid excessive repetition of the LBRP. Overdoing it can lead to fatigue or energy depletion, especially without adequate energy replenishment. Excessive performance might diminish its potency, and using it without a specific purpose or need could reduce its effectiveness. Balance is key. Avoid letting the LBRP become a compulsion driven by a desire for constant security and control. Remember, moderation and intentionality in ritual work often produce more effective and balanced results. Here is how to perform the LBRP daily. Facing east, begin by performing the Kabbalistic cross, aligning yourself with divine energies. Trace a large banishing pentagram of earth in the air in front of you. You can visualize the pentagram as a brilliant white light or a flaming blue. You can trace it using either your dagger, the black end of your outer wand of double power, or your index finger of the right hand. After tracing the pentagram, thrust your dagger, wand, or index finger through the center of the pentagram and vibrate
Yod Hei Vav Hei.
Remember to hold your arm horizontally in front of you while vibrating the divine name in order to charge the pentagram. Lift your right arm, extend your right index finger in front of you, rotate clockwise towards the south, and lower your right arm. Facing south, trace another banishing pentagram of earth and thrust its center to charge it while vibrating the divine name
Adonai.
Raise your right arm, extend your right index finger forward, turn in a clockwise direction towards the west, and then lower your right arm. Now, face west and trace the banishing pentagram of earth. Thrust its center and charge it with
Hey.
Raise your right arm, extend your right index finger forward, turn clockwise, heading towards the north, and then lower your right arm. Facing north, trace a banishing pentagram of earth and thrust its center while intoning
Agla.
To complete the magic circle around you, raise your right arm, extend your right index finger, rotate clockwise towards the east, and lower your arm. Extend your arms to the right and to the left in a cross shape, and invoke the presence of Archangel of Air Raphael by saying,
Before me, Raphael.
Envision Raphael in yellow and violet robes with a caduceus wand coming out of the clouds. Visualize Archangel of Water Gabriel by saying,
Behind me, Gabriel.
Envision Gabriel in blue and orange robes with a cup in hand coming out of the sea. See Archangel Michael by saying,
On my right hand, Michael.
Visualize Michael in red and green robes carrying a sword. Envision Archangel Uriel by saying,
"On my left hand, Odiel."
Visualize Uriel in robes of citrine, olive, russet, and black, holding ripened wheat, emerging from vegetation. Say,
"What about me fling the pentagrams? And in the column shines the six rayed star."
Repeat the Kabbalistic cross. Now the next ritual is the adoration to the Lord of the Universe, which should be done daily. You will use the projection sign, likely involves extending the arm or making a specific gesture that signifies projection or affirmation. The sign of silence usually involves placing the right finger or hand over the lips, symbolizing silence or secrecy. Begin by facing the east, the direction symbolizing new beginnings and enlightenment. Say the following affirmations to the east while giving corresponding signs or gestures. Say,
"Holy art thou, Lord of the Universe."
Then give the projection sign. Say,
"Holy art thou, whom nature hath not formed."
Give the projection sign. Say,
"Holy art thou, the vast and the mighty one."
Then give the projection sign. Say,
"Lord of the light and of the darkness."
Give the sign of silence. After completing the adoration to the Lord ritual, proceed by sounding the battery of four knocks. Typically, practitioners use their hand, a wand, a ceremonial instrument, or a designated ritual object to create these knocks. It's crucial to maintain a consistent rhythm and intensity with each knock, highlighting the significance of the moment or transition within the ritual. The subsequent series of meditations aims to establish a working dialogue between the aspirant and the archetypal aspect of the candidate's mind, represented by the god form of Tame. These three meditations are to be performed daily during 4 months. The first month focuses on Themis, the Greek deity. The second month centers on the meditation of the Egyptian goddess Maat. Finally, the third meditation concentrates on Tamai, a Greco-Egyptian goddess, to be practiced during the remaining 2 months before initiation into the neophyte grade. The objective of these god-form meditations is for them to serve as the candidate's introducer and guide throughout their initiatory journey in this course. Tame functions as an aspect of the candidate's higher self, guiding them along the initiatory path toward eventual communication with the Holy Guardian Angel. Establishing a strong communication link with Tame before self-initiation is vital. We recommend daily performance of these meditations for 4 months preceding self-initiation into the neophyte grade. If after 4 months you still don't feel connected to the God form, it's advisable to repeat the entire series of meditations for an additional 3 months before self-initiation. Please avoid assuming the God form of Tame or any other God form prematurely. The assumption of God forms is taught much later in this course. It's essential to familiarize yourself with the God form and encourage a one-on-one dialogue without allowing the God form to dictate your words or actions. Should the God form make demands or provide false information, it's likely that you're not in dialogue with Tame or your higher self, but rather encountering a lesser archetype. In such cases, banish the figure and restart the process. Prepare for your first Themis meditation ritual by taking a cleansing bath and conducting a relaxing meditation. Find a quiet and solitary space, whether it's your temple or a peaceful corner of your bedroom. Set the ambience by lighting a yellow candle at the center of your temple space. Burn incense or scented oil, preferably frankincense or cinnamon. Perform the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram. follow up with the adoration to the Lord of the Universe ritual. Signal the end of this segment by giving four knocks. Afterward, close your eyes and visualize yourself seated within a violet ovoid shape. Then say these words.
Through the divine name of Tetragrammaton, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, I proclaim myself to be a humble seeker after the light of wisdom and the splendor of the divine. From this day forward, I shall strive ever to prove myself a trustworthy candidate for initiation into the mysteries. To this end, I seek the guidance of the goddess Themis, that she might reveal herself to me and intercede on my behalf before the guardians of the sacred knowledge.
Now signal the conclusion of this affirmation with the battery of four knocks. Begin by intoning the name of the goddess Themis repeatedly. While doing so, envision the violet ovoid shape surrounding you, transforming into a vibrant, brilliant yellow hue.
Themis. 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 Themis.
Then visualize a towering goddess standing in front of you. Picture her with short dark hair and deep dark eyes. Envision her attire. A flowing ensemble of white Greek robes adorned with yellow and violet accents. Note her stern features and a serious expression. In her left hand she holds a pair of scales, while her right hand carries a golden chalice. Focus intently on visualizing this form in front of you. Say these words.
O thou regent goddess of wisdom and oracles, Themis, thou whose name means the steadfast one, thou incorruptible one who defendeth those who are just, thou who presideth over the feasts of the gods on Olympus, revealer of laws, Themis, thou who art the collective conscience and the keeper of the order, thou who art called the Lady of Justice and the Protectress. Sotera Eubolos. Thou who gives good counsel and advice. Interpreter of the will of the gods, let thine oracle portray me in a favorable light. Thou goddess of the scales, see thou that my heart is true, and I am indeed a true seeker after the stone. Defend me as thou wouldst defend all wealthy aspirants on the path of wisdom. Speak on my behalf before the assembly of the gods. Counsel and guide me in my quest for the light divine. This I ask in the divine name of the ineffable one.
Focus on vividly visualizing this form, infusing it with vitality and life. Envision the goddess placing her scales over your body, positioning them from your right shoulder to your left shoulder. As you concentrate, see the scales being absorbed into your body, merging seamlessly with your shoulders and arms, becoming an integral part of your flesh. Sense the balance point of the scales merging into your heart center, uniting with it as one. experience the sensation of empowerment and strength that arises from this fusion. The goddess Themis extends the golden chalice filled with nectar, offering it to you. As you sip from it, savor the essence of its pure sweetness. A wave of warm white light envelops you, bringing a sense of invigoration and tranquility. You're left with a profound feeling of calmness and inner balance. Spend a few moments in meditation, dwelling on the god form of Themis, allowing her presence to gently fade from your sphere of awareness. Gradually let the vibrant yellow ovoid surrounding you dissolve and fade away. When you feel prepared, proceed to perform the adoration to the Lord of the Universe ritual, followed by signaling the conclusion with the battery of four knocks, and then conducting the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram. Please keep a magical journal or diary. Diligently record your experiences, insights, and any observations made during meditation sessions. This journal serves as a valuable tool for tracking progress, reflecting on experiences, and noting any shifts or developments in your magical practice. Emphasize the importance of consistency in documenting thoughts, feelings, visualizations, and any significant details during meditation. This record becomes a personal treasure trove of insights and a roadmap for tracking your growth and progression in the mystical arts. Thank you for joining us in this mystical journey through high magic practices. In our next episode, we will delve deeper into the second meditation on the god form Maat, guiding students towards greater insights and spiritual growth. We sincerely hope that each practitioner continues to progress on their path towards the neophyte grade, unlocking profound experiences and inner wisdom along the way. If you've found value in our teachings, please show your support by liking this episode and subscribing to our High Magic Practices channel. Your support helps us continue sharing this sacred knowledge. For those willing to further support our work, consider making a donation to our Patreon page or PayPal. Every contribution aids us in expanding our offerings and reaching more seekers on their spiritual journeys. As we conclude, may the stars guide your steps and the ancient wisdom illuminate your path. Until we meet again in the realm of mystical exploration, blessed be.